Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. The Ubbly FFA continues to support the Thumb Blessing Boxes and the Ubbly Food Pantry through ongoing food and money drives. Each November, students hold a friendly competition between classes to collect the most donations. Last year's effort brought in nearly 1,000 pounds of food and $580 in cash, with funds used throughout the year to restock community food boxes. Over the weekend, FFA members purchased $460 worth of groceries to refill the Thumb Blessing Boxes. This year's collection campaign will begin again in November to continue assisting local families in need. Ubbly FFA members with groceries purchased for the Thumb Blessing Boxes is a photo you can get on thumbnet.net. And the recent decision by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to suspend Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits for November has caused significant impacts in Michigan's Thumb region and statewide. As a result of the funding lapse, two employees at Michigan State University Extension Siskiyou County Office lost their jobs, while hundreds of local residents who rely on SNAP and related services are left without crucial support, according to District 10 Director Carly Krueger. MSU Extension began preparing for possible layoffs as early as July, following earlier warnings about SNAP funding issues before the federal government shutdown. The need for assistance remains high, with estimates of 200 to 300 Tuscola County residents relying on Extension food and health programs. The suspension is also affecting neighboring Huron County, as employees often serve both communities. Statewide, about 1.4 million Michiganders depend on SNAP, including families with children, older adults, people with disabilities, and 40,000 veterans. Nationally, SNAP serves approximately 42 million Americans. In response, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel and 22 other attorneys general have requested clarification from the USDA on plans to address the funding shortfall. Those in need of food assistance are encouraged to call 211 or visit the Food Bank Council of Michigan for resources and support. And looking at this year's Halloween's trick-or-treat schedule for Huron County, Bad Axe from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on October 31st, which everyone is going October 31st this year, Bayport, Caseville, Fairhaven Township, Port Austin, Port Hope, and Sebring are all 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Harbor Beach is from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Kindy is from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And Pigeon and Ubbly is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And correction, Port Hope is actually from 5 to 7:30 p.m. And in Lapeer County, Elmont, Capac, Clifford, Davison, Imlay City, Lapeer City, North Branch, and Otter Lake are all 6 to 8. Brown City is 5 to 7, as with Columbiaville, 5 to 7. Fostoria is 6 to 7. Goodrich is from 6 to 7:30. Metamora is from 6 to 7. And Peck is from 5:30 to 8. When we come back after this Buckley Shoes sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Do you ever wonder if the athletic shoes you're wearing fit you properly? Here at Buckley Shoes, we will measure both your feet and fit you in a pair of comfortable New Balance shoes. New Balance shoes are made for walking, running, work, and everyday casual wear. We have a great selection of New Balance in all popular and hard-to-find sizes. If we don't have your size, we will order it and ship it to you, postage free. New Balance is the only athletic footwear company that still makes some of their styles right here in the USA. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe.
Do you love a sidewalk sale? Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I'm here to tell you about our sidewalk sale. Shoes are put out on the sidewalk all summer long and into the fall. These are quality shoes that are marked down as much as 60%. We have men's and women's shoes and sandals that are put on these racks simply because there isn't enough room in the store. As we sell these shoes, new styles are put out on the rack weekly. Stop by often and see what we have in your size. Buckley Shoes in downtown Bad Axe.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, is scheduled to plead not guilty to federal charges related to mortgage documentation. James, a prominent critic of President Trump, faces claims of misrepresenting financial information. The charges add another layer of scrutiny to her high-profile career. Legal experts are watching developments closely. The case has not yet gone to trial. James maintains her innocence and vows to continue her work. And in our international news, Colombian Senator Ivan Cepeda has been nominated as the left's presidential candidate for 2026 elections. Cepeda was chosen in a primary vote by the historic PACT coalition. The group currently supports President Gustavo Petro. Leftist candidates have seen rising popularity in recent years. Electoral campaign season is underway. Policy debates center on economic and security issues. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. And this weather update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.